Obviously, me.
Do you actually feel uncomfortable in the gym?
What? In the gym in general?
Yeah.
Me personally, I don't mind. I go at a later time nowadays.
Yeah.
I go around like 8, 9 when he dies off. I'm not going to lie to you personally.
That way you can perv in peace.
Yeah, man.
Mate, you're going to take a piss in a month or go to sleep.
Do you know how to Caribbean dance?
Yeah,
blood clot.
Your pussy clot, African, eat your
hands. Africans eat with your hands.
We don't do that. Me don't like that shit. Me don't like that.
You know the story, yeah? Why the guy said that? You Africans eat with your hands.
He was hating on us.
You don't know it? So we had the family dinner. Sassy? Yeah. You know Zazzy?
You know, like when you...
So we had a family dinner. You know, we had a cousin from Canada come.
Yeah.
And Sassy cooked beef, chicken jerky, rice, all the Jamaica food. They closed the fast.
Yeah, it's good. His food was good.
No, I didn't like... I wasn't missing the rice.
The rice, the lentil rice.
The rice was a miss, but the chicken went hard.
Because he made beef. The goat...
Hey, you know what's crazy? The guy's vegetarian, yeah?
Yeah, he doesn't eat meat, apparently.
The guy's vegetarian.
Yeah.
Apparently vegetarians are the best cooks. They cook the best meat.
Yeah, but so what do? They just season it, yeah?
Yeah.
This guy. Because me, I trip at how people are, what's called, vegetarian, and they cook meat. Even like Haboba, she doesn't eat chicken,
yeah.
But she used to cook some meat. Huh? She hates chicken, yeah?
Yeah,
bro. Nah, that guy was funny. And then he saw us eating with our, what's it called? He saw us eating with our hands. What is it?
Yeah. Me don't like that.
Yeah. We just chucked it in the stuff. Who cares? Say it again.
He goes, me don't like that. We don't do that African thing. You eat with your hands, man. We don't like that. Bomba Club, welcome. Talking Trophies. Season
4. Halfway.
Halfway.
Took a long break.
Yeah, we took a big break.
We're back. You know why we took the break? We need to let the other podcast catch up to us. You know, the vibes.
That's shots. I agree.
What are we saying?
Plus, we've been answering some of their forums as well.
Yeah. So make sure you guys do hit the subscribe button. We're back. You know, like, the vibes. Let's go.
Share. Hey, make sure you like and share it around to your buddies around school and stuff like that.
Yeah, get it around. You know, we're back. So we're going to do a quick... little recap episode, and then we're back into the we got the interviews all
back
lined
in the
up.
full swing.
But I want to talk before we do start. Let's, as you were saying, you know, like obviously we've been seeing this the podcast sending dilemmas, and you sent one to the group chat.
Yeah. I did. So I sent one. Should I say their name?
Yeah.
100%. So okay, I went undercover. I sent one to the Bittersweet Podcast. What did I write?
Because I'm going to read it out to you
right now. He's going to read it out. Exactly what I said.
So you did a little snake move, Kaz.
Maybe.
You did a little snake move. They said, do you have any burning dilemmas about a rocky relationship, work, family, friends, yeah? So they can solve these dilemmas out.
Yeah. I hope they talk about it. Let's see if they talk about it. I hope they do.
If they talk about it, it'll be good. But if they don't and they think, oh, we're just chucking sneak dishes, that's a bit dirty. And what you said was, Kaz... Let me read this out. My co-host is a bold and his head is blinds me when I try recording, causing disputes behind the scenes.
I love the next part.
Wait. Hey, man, it's too hot, bro. My hands are bloody.
Kazi, what are you doing,
bro? Wait. Let me run it back. My bad.
Yeah, do you want me just to read it out?
Oh, you can read it out, bro. It's not pausing your video. But it says, pure drama, chaos, as one would say, how do we resolve this? You sent that to... But even Disruption have one. Shout out to her. Hey.
I just thought I had to show it.
Hey, if you guys give us permission, we could post that.
Mutwang! You should pan it over to him.
Nah, allow it. Hey, so we did that. You sent that one to thing. And
we're going to do one live to the Disruption Podcast.
We're going to send one to Disruption.
First hand, you guys get to see what we do behind the scenes here at Talking Trophies. Yeah.
So it says, send anonymous tells. So what do you...
Tales?
Tells, just like, ask him anything, tell him anything.
All right.
I'll go one. I'm black.
I'm a...
Yeah, say it, bro. Who cares, bro?
I'm a black...
Why?
That identifies as white.
Oh, yes. That identifies as white, yep.
But I hate black people.
Cause you're evil.
How do I get out of this household?
Do I get out of this?
Get daddy.
Hey. And that's sent. We just sent that to them. I should have screen recorded it.
Flopped it. All good.
Flopped it. Let's see if, hey, but if they do say it in the episode, I'll screen record it. I'll screen record it and I'll put it in the next episode.
Hey, I'm crying just quickly, bro. You got to pick that up. I don't know who dropped that, Kaz.
Oh my God, bro. So you guys are making my house a Anyways, hey, let's get into the episode anyways. Hey, let's get into the episode. It's been a while. We've been taking a break.
Yeah.
But we were recording. You know, we've got some episodes lined up.
Hey, we do. We're not empty-handed. We're coming with the consistency. And how we are with it.
And the people that, hey, you know what? Because I got the Instagram account. And we got an app that checks your followers. A couple people just, we took, what, a month off? A month and a bit. We needed a break. A couple people hit the unfollow button. So we seen your names on the list. I know who you are. You're an op. And I hope you're...
Kaz,
hey, let's talk about Sutures. I wonder before we get into topics, let me say that suicide story. Remember what?
Okay, yeah.
We gotta
yeah,
run
yeah.
that back because that okay. was a dangerous story.
That was a dangerous story, and the file corrupted. So we're gonna make
the
sure
the file corrupted. So we gotta put this out into the internet.
The world needs to know the story.
So, anyways, what happened was, this is during the break we had, and we were. I picked up my cousin from a wedding. It was about 2, 3 a.m. And I'm like, I'm heading home. We're driving down, you know, Wurundjeri Way near Etihad Stadium. Anyways,
shout out to our Wurundjeri clan, by the way.
Shout out to the First Nation people. Yeah, 100%. Always got to show love to them. We're driving down. And then we see like three people. One guy's lying on the ground. And two people are trying to help him. So we're tripping out. You know, we're saying, what's going on? And obviously, it's instinctive. We pull over. You have to pull over to check what's going on. I pull over, I put in the hazard lights on, and I'm like, bro, it might be like something sus. So from a distance, I'm like, hey, you guys all right? And then all I hear is some guy going, guys, come help me, bro. I don't know what happened. And we're tripping out. We're saying, what's going on? So he's like, come help me. We need help. And then I'm like, all right. So turn off the engine. We go check him out. And all we see is some guy lying down, head cracked open. And just like barely conscious, like he's dozing in and out of consciousness.
That's cooked.
So we're thinking, God damn, bro, this is serious, you know? Yeah. Anyways, my cousin straight away, first thing he does is call the ambulance. And then I say, hey, what's going on? He's like, bro, we're just driving past. We saw a guy lying on the street. Everyone was driving past. So we just said, well, check what's going on. And me, I'm thinking, oh, okay. So I'm like, do you know who this guy is? Nah, I've never seen the guy, bro. We just saw him knocked out over here, cracked head open. I'm thinking, God damn. So my cousin's calling the ambulance and the ambulance is telling us what to do. So we're looking out for him, you know, like they're saying, oh, put pillow under his head, not pillow, like something under his head.
Where they're pulling a pillow from, Cass.
I know. That's what I was thinking. Yeah. No pillow, but they said, put something under his head because his head was on, like he fell
okay.
onto the concrete head first. Anyways, we put the thing on, I take off my jumper. We put the jumper under his head and then we're covering the wound. They tell us cover the wound. So this guy one thing I always knew is like when someone's bleeding out heavy, like, make sure they stay awake. Like, if as soon as they go to sleep, that's when bad things can happen. So, I'm just giving this guy, like, slaps on the face. Like, get up. And he's just dozing. Sometimes we close his eyes for 2, 3 seconds. Then you give him another slap, wake him up. And he's got a bum bag. So, we look. I'm like, who's this guy? I'm thinking maybe he got stabbed or something, you know? Anyways, I'm like, because I did the stereotype. I saw a bum bag. I saw a couple of some Nike Air Forces. I'm like, yeah, this guy's he's a gang-related.
Gang affiliated.
Anyways, I checked the bag. I'm like, okay, let's see who this guy is. Because I'm asking you guys know who this guy is? They're saying no. We checked the bag and I see his passport there. As soon as I saw the Republic of China passport, I said, this guy's not gangster. There's a reason he's there.
He's undercover communist.
Maybe. No, you can't say that. You can't say that.
Because
we have some... What about... We want to get support from the Chinese government for our podcast to grow.
Facts,
so anyways, we go... We're checking the passport. I check the passport. I find his name. I'll beep his name out. See, he says... In the long name. And me, I'm tripping out, brother. I'm saying, I don't know how to pronounce it. I said, I don't know how to pronounce his name. So I just started saying, like, his name in different ways until he responds. And then I said it in a certain way. He looked at me like, you know?
You probably said it like his parent.
Yeah, I said it in a way, you know?
Parent says your name,
and
guys?
And he looked like, he's like his eyes opened up a little bit more. So I realized, okay, that's his name. Anyways, once we do that, like, I'm just slapping him, saying, hey, it's all good. And then my cousins are looking through the papers on his passport. And then on the passport, like the papers in the documents, it's like a psychiatric, like a report. And he says, been suffering depression, has been having insomnia, hasn't been able to sleep. So I'm thinking, oh,
that's
okay.
Been tough for this guy.
I looked up and I said, yeah, he jumped.
Yeah.
I said, this guy jumped. And then after that, you know what I said? I said to the guy, there was a guy next to me. And this guy, mind you, he's the guy that came to help, he's shaking. Yeah. Like, out of trauma, bro. I don't know. Like, he's just traumatized by the situation. So I told him, hey, get back. You know, take a break or something, you know? Hey, I gave him some water. I said, take a break. And then after that, I told the people, I think he attempted, you know? So then after that, there's a girl there, motivation. Come on, she's saying his name. You can do it. You're important. We love you. This, that, you know? So this, and then some other lady comes. She starts handling the situation, calling the ambulance, talk to another ambulance. And then the ambulance rock up. And me, I'm thinking, God damn, maybe this guy didn't make it. Because the ambulance came. And then they chucked him. As they chucked him on the bed, we took out the stretchers. They chucked him on the bed. But as he went on the bed, he said, he started screaming because, you know, his bones, I think, were broken. So then that's when we knew he made it. If he could scream like that, if you're in that much pain and you're able to react to it, you must have made it. So if you're watching this video, I hope you make it. And I'm hoping you're doing well and you're... parents are, you know, all right, and everything's going well for you. Besides that, let's get into the episode.
Yeah, hey, it's a new year for us, mate. It's our first episode, as you'd say. But reflecting on a year into this, like a year of this, right? Just a year ago was when that whole war thing declared that, you know, Ukraine, Russia, we're thinking World War 10,000 is about to go down, the world's going to end, nukes. But hey, I'm not going to lie, considering that we're in the midst of a war, I'd say, like, you know, like, people going, oh, the financial market's going to go crazy, this is that. Like, it died out real quick, considering how big it really was.
So I don't know, because I reckon, like, you know, with those situations, we get the repercussions in, like, 2-3 years. So maybe this year, the next year, we'll start seeing it. Because inflation's been hitting quite a bit, right? Yeah, like, you see the petrol prices.
Petrol's hitting, man.
Rent demands. Yeah. Just the simple stuff. Even when you go to the grocery store, like a supermarket now, bro, it's pretty expensive. So, like, I feel like we're going to start seeing the repercussions now. Like, not now, sorry. Maybe this year, next year, the year after.
Yeah.
And, bro, I was watching a couple of videos, guys. I like watching, I'm not going to lie to you, this sounds a bit messed up, but I like watching, like, you know, like countries that are not in, like, democracies. And when their leaders speak, I love watching, like, for example, like, Putin or, you know, the leader of China. Yeah, yeah. They have, like, these conferences, you know?
A press conference.
The way Putin speaks, I'm not going to lie, I know how he's finessing the country.
The guy's got a voice on him.
He's got a voice on him.
Yeah.
At one point, I was watching the video and I'm not saying, I was thinking, maybe Russia need that land. You know, I'm thinking, like, what's going on? Like,
you know, you're getting rid of it, yeah.
The propaganda was that intense. And then after that, I watched the actual, the Ukrainians, and I'm like, God damn, these guys actually, like, fighting, bro. You're watching how much land they destroyed and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's pretty intense, bro.
Cause, and then the whole thing with the Brittany Griner, cuz the WNBA player, cuz
that got dragged, cuz that one I think was political, cuz
they were acting like she was like an activist that got captured.
What do you mean they traded a bloody arms dealer?
An arm dealer, cuz
for her,
for arms dealed in West Africa, cuz some Russian guy,
that
cause.
Was an L, cuz for America.
Hey, that's the best trade, cuz in NBA, WNBA history, man.
That's the biggest trade that you ever hear of. You
that's
ever hear
the best one, cuz.
Like, but she's apparently she's gonna come back. She's gonna make a
Return
game. Yeah, she's gonna play in WNBA. So that should be big for
that'll
the
be
for
huge.
Her.
Hey, quickly, I got to mention, hey, shout out LeBron James smashing those scoring title.
Yeah, bro, that was massive.
I got to show Mark, got to give flowers where it's due.
But back to Ukraine. Like, why are we talking about basketball when there's people dying, man?
A moment of silence.
But I was going to say, Kaz, like, with the Ukraine, do you reckon it's going to end? What's going on? Like, what do you think right now? It's been a year. What are you thinking?
Year right now?
Hey, get off the darts. What was that?
Kaz, you know that recovery when you, like, that throat? When you've been sick, Kaz?
Yeah.
So, Kaz, it's making me sound like a smoker, Kaz.
What are you thinking anyways about it?
Yeah, no. Honestly, I think, like, Kaz, I don't know. I actually don't know what to expect out of this. I generally don't. But what I've been seeing from the media, Kaz, is that we just have a lot of people that want to speak for situations when they come out, but they die out real quick. And so, I don't know. I feel like it's not until we're involved actually into a war. That I'm going to feel real personal.
Because it's pretty front line. There's front line people happening. Like, bro, the Ukrainians, they got like little mortal strikes. They're tracking, they're flying him. And the distance is like 1, 2, 3 kilometers away from Russian soldiers.
Yeah.
So it's pretty intense over there. Yeah.
Because I've seen videos of the explosion, some of the drones that have been sent.
Apparently drones are a big thing in
drone
this war.
Drone strikes, man.
Like, not even like actual drone strikes. Like, the remote, you know, like the drone
we have.
That one. Like, they use that. Cooked. Apparently now that's the new thing for, like, you have like guys in bunkers. They're just like, as if they're playing COD recon drone. They're just flying it around and stuff.
Oh, bad.
So it's pretty intense.
I think I'll be all right then.
What?
Doing the deed.
For Ukraine or Russia? Mate, I'm on team Ukraine, brother. Shout out to Zinchenko. But let's talk about something that's actually happening right now.
Right now.
That's been trending on like TikTok and stuff.
Oh, because the gym.
Bro, like, a few of us have been hitting the gym. Damo's...
Mash reacted straight away. He already knows where we're going with this.
Damo's been hitting the gym. He was on a good cut.
Yeah.
You know, me, I'm trying to cut as well.
But I put a bit on, but now I'm trying to cut again.
So we're back on the cut. I'm on the cut as well. Yeah. So we're trying to drop down. But our problem in the gym right now is that guys are not comfortable being in the gym anymore because every time they're in the gym, there's females recording, apparently.
And they catch a guy that, you know, is just panning around. He could be looking for the next weight or it could be anything. But they capture it and they blow it up out of proportion. They make it look like that this guy's full checking this girl out or she's trying to do a set. This is that, guys.
Like, it's pretty intense, you know? Even me right now, like, even at the gym, I can't make eye contact with no one, bro. I don't know if the guy's recording me, the girl's recording me, or even they are recording me. Nowadays, you know what I mean? It's that to the point, like, a lot of guys are uncomfortable in the gym now. And obviously,
do you actually feel uncomfortable in the gym?
What? In the gym in general?
Yeah.
Me personally, I don't mind. I go at a later time nowadays.
Yeah.
I go around like 8, 9 when he dies off. I'm not gonna lie to you personally.
That way you can perv in peace.
Nah, Kaz. You know what it is for me, Kaz? When I'm not gonna lie to you, I don't like some people might be offended by this, but I don't like for example mixed gyms, bro. I hate it, man.
No, I'm on the same wave.
I don't want to see you. Like,
I'll tell you an example. You ready? I feel weird. So I was on the bench, the back machine, right? I'm going hard, doing the rows from the top. Then across, because someone else can hop on a different machine just directly across from you. So when you're looking straight, when you're doing your set, you're looking dead in the eye. As like, let's say a girl comes and she does a set there. You feel awkward because you don't want to look, you don't want to make her feel like you're a perv. And you want to just do your set in peace. But it's just awkward because like, you're just trying to like, do your set, cuz, while you're trying to look away, cuz.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm doing these ones, cuz.
Yeah, bro. Like, I'm not going to lie. So, like, there's times I'm dying. I have to close my eyes. Literally, you know what I do? Like, now, like, and I'm not going to lie to you. Like, I'm not saying that, like, this is my opinion. Some girls, like, obviously, they're wearing a bit, like, the clothes is, like, they're wearing, the shirts, like, the shorts.
You bloody Australian. Who do you think women? Do you think you can tell women what we're here, mate?
I'm not saying that, man. But what I'm saying is, there's times, like, imagine you're in front of you. There's one machine, like there's a squat machine. There's a squat machine in my gym that faces another squat machine. And that machine faces the other way. And I'm doing squats. And then, for example, a girl would come and do squats in front of me. Bro, it's uncomfortable. Because I dropped it. I literally take my weights off. I go do another exercise.
Oh, poor Ray, bro.
Yeah, poor me. Poor me. But like, you know what I mean? I'm like, I feel like, I understand, what, like, for example, like, there are creeps in the gym.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie, there's a couple guys in the gym. Sometimes I catch them.
I'm not going to lie, catching them is the easiest part. They don't even care, cuz.
Yeah.
They're blatantly staring. They're blatantly looking back at a girl and she walks past. You see it, cuz.
Yeah. There's a lot of that in the gym, you know what I mean? I'm not going to lie to you. I reckon to solve this issue, the best thing to do, because at the end of the day, you want the gym to be a comfortable environment. You want to go to the gym. You had a long day of work, or you're starting your day. You just want to you want to work on your body, your mental health. It helps your mental health. You know, it starts your day well and it ends your day well. You know, if you go to the gym. So I'm not gonna lie to you. I wouldn't mind going to like a good franchise in this situation now that it's because it's escalating quite a bit, man. Yeah. A lot of people are talking about it. A lot of my friends in the gym talk about it.
Yeah.
Friends out of the gym is like making like, bro. If you make a gym and just have like men's and women's area.
Yeah, but you know what the issue is though, is because. Wait, what'd you say?
A bit of Sharia law here.
You're checking Sharia law, mate. We'll cut off your hand if you look at a woman wrong, mate. Nah, but what I was going to say is the issue is that they'll do a girls section at the gym, but they won't invest the same.
So that's like, the problem.
The issue is girls are going to the gym and they're not having the same equipment as what the guys do.
Yeah.
So they're not actually getting the proper workout. So I feel for them that part. That's why they come over to the guys
that's
area.
What I was saying. That's what I was saying. Like, for example, if you have the gym, it's literally... It's
and it's a 50-50.
It's a mirror. It's a mirror gym. The gym is the same. Yeah. The women's area, the men's area is the same. You have the exact same equipment. You have everything.
And what you do is maybe a shared cardio area. Whatever, treadmills and stair climbers.
If you're comfortable, like
if you're comfortable,
going there,
but
and it'll make women feel comfortable going to the gym. It'll make men feel comfortable going to the gym. Especially, for example, guys that are starting the gym. There's a lot of people. I'm not gonna lie. There's a lot of people that try starting the gym, and they're really out of shape, and they're just like feel a bit uncomfortable. They feel a bit shy.
100%. Yeah.
A lot of people.
You see it. You actually see.
You see the insecurities in them. You know, maybe it's like For example, in the guy's example, he's going to be like, bro, these girls think I'm fat, I'm this, I'm that, you know? And they're not going to feel comfortable to work out in gym. And the same goes for women, you know? They might be trying to work on their physique, and then they're like, oh my God, these guys are going to think I'm try hard, whatever. But if there's a women's area and a men's area, you go in the gym, you'll feel comfortable. Because generally, like, every guy wants to be attractive to the other gender. And every woman wants to be attractive to the other gender. Like, not, I'm saying it, like, instinctively.
What if you're attracted to the same gender, mate?
Look, if you're attracted to the same gender, listen. But the thing is, look, it is a win-win then. It is a win-win. Hey, it is a win-win if you're attracted to the same gender. You're winning from that. But it's true, bro. What do you reckon? What do you reckon the solution is? Do you reckon like they should, like, what do you think
about it? There's gonna be pros and cons to every single solution.
Yeah,
like I'm really for that 50-50. Like, you know, in a gym setting, I think they should make it half. Or what they should do is they should, I'm pretty sure there's probably some out there, but like a strictly like all women's gym and all guys gym, but they're probably expensive. That's the issue.
That's the issue with pricing as well. But I reckon another solution is no phones allowed, no recording in the gyms. Huh? No recording in the gym.
Like a no like recording. You can bring your phone, but just no recording. Like,
yeah, like you know who's been talking about this a lot. You know, have you heard of Joey Swole? He's like the frontline soldier of. He's like some bodybuilder guy.
Yeah, yeah.
That he actually like what he does. This guy is a dog. What he does is that girls like would make those videos, in the gym, and this guy, he makes like a stitch, like you know when you can like
he reacts to it. Yeah.
And bro, before you know it, that person's got. Whoever you are, whether you're the biggest gym influence in the world, whether you're a nobody gym influence in the world, the next day after he does a reaction video to yours and calls you out, your account's either comments are either deactivated, your account's deleted, no one's you're ceased to exist. Wow. He's been destroying people, man.
So he's a canceller, he cancels people.
And he even calls out guys on guys. Because you know, for example, let's just say I'm walking in the gym and some guys they like to do like flexing in the camera to see their progress.
Mm.
So some people they'll be like, hey, can you stop recording?
Yeah.
Like the guys would be like, imagine like I'm walking, and I see a guy recording. I'm like, hey, I just want to come past. Can you just pause the video and then so I can walk past because I don't feel comfortable with being in your video. The guy's like, nah. And then that video is like, the guy's like, nah, walk. Oh, he didn't want a thing. This guy made a video the next day, bro. Reacted to that guy. Yeah. That guy was nowhere to be seen. Man. In the end of the day, because you want to make the gym a positive environment for everyone, for men, for women, for days.
It's kind of selfish to do it like that.
Yeah.
If you really want to make a video, just hire out the joint.
Yeah, 100%. Or have a home gym.
Yeah, literally.
Work out at home. All right, let's go. Let's jump over to the...
Guys.
I don't know what to say.
Meth is ice, guys. Meth is ice in Australia.
But we're actually talking about this before, because there's all the messed up drugs.
I was asking him, I'm like, what's the...
Would you rather do ice or heroin?
I said, what was the worst drug? Like, what's the worst drug to be addicted to? That's what
I was saying, I reckon heroin's the worst one. I reckon because the addiction rate's higher, not just that, but because with every hit, you need a higher dose. That's why a lot of people on heroin, their lifespan isn't that long because they just OD like this because the dosage gets higher and higher and it gets to a certain limit where it just overtakes your body because...
I reckon... Actually, I changed my mind. I thought of a drug right now, actually.
Oh, waka flaka.
I was going to say fentanyl.
Fentanyl.
Because that's like a little bit of it. And like you can overdose.
Yeah.
So I reckon fentanyl is the worst one to... Imagine just being... Actually, like... You put it in other drugs. Don't you put fentanyl in like drugs? Like you mix it with cocaine.
I think that's how it works. Like they use it as like a filler. Because it gives you a high, but it's like the... It's how they can make it cheap.
But apparently...
I'm just winging it here. I don't know, guys.
Mate, it sounds a bit like, you know, a bit about fentanyl. But apparently fentanyl is one of the worst ones. Like the most ODs in the U.S. Like a lot of the ODs right now in the U.S. are from fentanyl.
Yeah.
So people use fentanyl, bro.
But I was saying heroin because like you have all the dots on your arm from it.
Yeah.
You go real skinny. Like people like, it's so crazy when you see people.
Because you doze off too. That's what I was going to say. You doze off consciousness. Yeah. Like you just like, have you seen someone on like heroin on the street? Like they're just like...
They're
like
out, cuz.
They're just not even awake.
They're zombies, cuz.
Yeah.
They're zombies, but
so you reckon it's worse than ice?
For me, I reckon it's... how do I say it? But when you see someone on ice, it's a lot more intimidating, cuz.
It's pretty intense.
It's intimidating on the outside, but I think taking-wise, I think, like, I would say heroin's the worst.
I don't know, bro. I'm going to change it to... I was going to say even alcohol, even if we're like for withdrawals of alcohol, being an alcoholic is one of the worst... what's called? Being alcoholic is one of the worst,
Yeah.
Drugs, I reckon, even.
No, it's bad. It's bad.
The withdrawals, if you cold turkey
alcohol,
shuts your body down.
Yeah.
But fentanyl has got so bad in America that it started, because I was watching some video that Mexican like cartels were getting, because some Mexicans imported into America, they were getting dirty that the people overdosing, on fentanyl, like, because they were mixing it with the coke. So they're saying, hey, it's bad business. You know what I mean? It's bad marketing.
It is.
So the cartels are thinking, hey, people are jumping off cocaine. We're not making money. So what they do now in the Mexico, when they import the, when they export the fentanyl into America, they make the pills pink now. So when they make the pills pink, even if you mash it, you mix it into your coke, you can see, hey, there's some pink stuff in the coke. Hey, this has got fentanyl in it. Okay. Because it's a different business. Because if you're in the fentanyl game, be in your fentanyl game. But I think the cartel guys found out who was doing that.
Yeah.
And they're saying, hey,
cut ties with them.
Yeah. Nah, they'll say, I don't
think they want to be in that business.
I think they'll tell them, hey, we'll kill you because you guys are impacting our business.
Yeah.
But what other drugs is there, cuz, that like a thing?
But I've seen that one zombie, cuz, whatever it's called. Have you seen those videos? Zombie?
Where the guys try picking up the car?
Cuz, where they're raging. Yeah, cuz. They've become like superhumans, cuz. You see this in America, cuz. It's called zombie. These guys are chasing cars, bro. I'll get a quick video, cuz.
No, what is the drug? What is the drug? I've seen their videos.
I don't know what's in it, bro.
Because now they're just mixing. They're mixing the ups and the downs and the... God dang. Nah, bro, this is real.
It's called zombie, cuz.
You don't know about the zombie? Guys, there was people on the streets. They're trying to pick up...
It's also known as Flocka.
Flocka, yeah. What's in it?
A new synthetic drug, also known as gravel or zombie drug, is a new generation of bath salts. So a form of... Is that crystal meth? Bath salts?
Guys, people were picking up cars, punching walls, like they thought they were superhuman. It was insane, man. That's proper, bro.
Cuz, it's actually a mix, cuz. It's a mix of like ecstasy, crystal meth. I don't even know half this other stuff, cuz.
No way.
Cuz, for some reason, even sugar, cuz.
What,
gelatin and sugar, cuz.
What about if someone's got...
Hey, so now... Hey,
you can't have it. It's got gelatin, mate, you can't have it.
You can't touch it, mate.
So, due to the gelatin, we can't have it because it's haram.
Cuz, but the side effect list is so huge.
Nah, bro. I was going to say, with that, Kaz, drugs is like, I don't know how you can have that conversation to jump on those drugs. That's what I'm saying. Like, imagine you're just chilling with your mate. Like, I want to know, like, what level you get to, like, heroin. Like, you just, imagine you're just kicking it with your boy, your day one. And hey, he just turns to, he's like,
you want to try heroin?
Nah, he goes, he's like, hey, I'm going to have a hit. And then you watch this guy have a hit of heroin, just inject it in him, man. Just doze out, like, and just start, like, spazzing out.
You know what I reckon is? I reckon the more you're around people in that industry,
you become desensitized.
It becomes normalized to you, where it gets to a point. Think about when you're kids, yeah? You think of just smoking and alcohol. You're like, man, I'll never do that.
Yeah.
Never, ever do that. Every kid has said that. I'll never touch a cigarette. I'll never touch alcohol in my life. I'll never touch this.
Then you get to...
And then what happens, because you hit about 15, you see a couple of teenagers having a couple of smokes in the at the back of the Oval in high school, and you go, you know what? I might try this one lunchtime.
Yeah.
It starts off so small, and then from there goes into weed. Then once you're in the weed industry, then you might meet one guy on a random sesh, cuz, who might deal just with the next thing up. Who knows? Maybe it's coke, or maybe it's whatever. And then you just, I think it just unravels like that.
Yeah, you become desensitized to it, I reckon. That's probably the biggest thing for it.
How did you get into the heroin business?
Look, the heroin game is a different one. I became desensitized to it about the age of 3. Because, you know, when we're young, actually, in our area...
Yeah, heroin.
No, heroin was big in our area.
Back, oh, no way. Back
when we were kids. Before ice. So we used to, there used to be a lot of syringes in our flats under the needles. So, bro, you know what our parents used to tell us when we were kids? Don't kick, like, you know, leaves. You know when you're a kid.
Leaves, yeah. Don't put your hands in it. Don't kick in it. No,
we used to kick it.
Yeah.
They used to tell us don't kick it in the flats area. Because, we used to see syringes everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Even it got to the point, even in our flats, they have disposable syringe. Like, you know, the disposable syringe, like needle things, you can put them, throw them away.
Cause that makes me cringe, man. You know, like that feel like, cause I remember they used to say like, oh, be careful even in grass, like when you're washing through grass, cause like there was an incident where like a kid's put their hand through and it's hit a syringe, cause.
Yeah.
But just, oh, fuck, you cop a bit of heroin.
Had a little hit at the age of 7.
Good bit of air.
Yeah, it's, but that, like that's, that it was big then. Syringe, yeah. Like I think heroin and like that was massive back in the days. And then I think the coke, what's called, not coke, ice, became a big thing. But one thing I could say is, kids, don't do drugs, because once you get into the drugs, it's a big gateway to,
you're just gonna die.
Look, stick to your coke and your weed and your this, but once you get to the heroin and the ice, you're done.
Just don't touch any of it, please.
Because you probably become desensitized to
anything, stuff like honestly that.
And the thing is, you know what you should, you know people, you know what they should,
hey, do, and you know, actually, you know what, on this point, you know what I reckon now, probably like social media, even like movies, it desensitizes it to you crazy. I think because as you get older, you start watching more adult movies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Stuff like that. I feel it becomes,
like, I'm not going to lie, they're pushing
subconsciously, you just become more desensitized to it.
No, they're pushing
it. I'm not trying to be that guy that, so you know, oh, don't watch those movie, kids, but like, right, when you get older, you realize those things contribute.
Bro, you're right, to your mind. Because you know why? Like, when you watch movies now, bro, like, you watch all these movies, you become so desensitized. Like, you watch them, like, snort the lines of coke.
Because it's graphic. Like, you're just like, proper. Yeah.
You watch them get a high off this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And a lot, I think, you know what, for maybe our generation, was like Scarface.
Yeah.
A lot of movies like that stuff. It became, maybe a lot of people desensitized to, like, drugs and tried getting into the thing, you know what I mean?
And you get movies like, you know, when we were high school, the movie, like, The Hangover came out. Yeah. You know, movies like that, you think it's just all banter and stuff, but it's like, when you watch it, it's like, it's all desensitizing.
Yeah, bro, speaking about desensitizing, it's been 2 years since TikToks came out. How you feeling, Kaz?
Wow, that's crazy.
It's been almost 2 years, like, since it's been big, since COVID, 3 years maybe.
Yeah, wow.
How much are you on TikTok right now, man?
I'm not like that. Oh, you know, I've never been huge on it like that. I'm not like a big TikToker or nothing like that. We had that one episode, shout out to Jasmine. We had that episode with Jasmine. That was
she's big now, bro.
Bro, she's huge. She's too big for us now. Shout out to her podcast as well.
Yeah, she got a podcast. You got to chuck us on.
I haven't heard it yet. I haven't listened to it.
If you want some controversy, chuck us on. But that one, we got to keep PG.
100%.
But,
And hey, check out our channel. If you scroll down further enough, you'll see a video of Sean dancing. Which we actually had a preview of the other day, actually, now we're thinking about it. But,
guys, let's see your algorithm. Put your screen record on.
Yeah,
I was gonna say, let's see the algorithm. Let's see how, because bro, we've been on TikTok for a while now.
Yeah.
Let's see how the algorithm's looking.
Let's see.
Yeah, the voice cracking.
Yeah, cuz grow up here, bro. Grow up here.
All right, screen record first before you open.
I already did.
Right, let me screen record too. All right, you go first actually. All right, let's see what you got. Pastor David Lynn speaks on Dr. Maliki. All right, next video. So we got to... How much money can do you make? All right, next. What?
Things humans weren't meant to see.
Is that... That's not real, obviously.
No, it's not real.
All the cities in the world...
My thing's pretty boring, Kaz. I'm not going to lie. I'm not on it like that, Kaz.
Let me see mine, Kaz.
And then sports.
I just got here. This is man spawned here,
Kaz. Let's see your algorithm. And then after this, we'll go on Mash's burner account.
Oh, let's see Mash's burner account algorithm. All right, let's see mine. Jack the volume up. Look at his face. All right, we're going to start off with... Oh, we got a couple Islamic videos. More Islamic videos.
Three in a row.
Wait.
Four. Five. Six. Seven.
God damn, I'm looking a bit more religious than I am.
Cuz, it's back to back. It's back to back, cuz.
There's nothing else.
Are you sure you're not? You haven't clicked on a video, cuz? Are you sure?
Nah, bro. This is home. This is home. We'll refresh it. Yeah, I'm more religious again. Yeah, refresh. Yeah. Oh, and then we got some brave.
Here you go. Bit of army action going on.
The Chechens are. You see, you get deep in and you get into the jihad. Picking up girls in the early 20s verse now. After 12 videos. After 12 videos and refreshing at once.
And next one, what's that?
What's the next one?
Beheading. Wow.
Shout out to the Islamic community. Because my algorithm is a bit...
It's not bad. Not bad algorithm.
Because it makes me look a bit more religious than I actually am. All praise be to the Most High. Besides that, we are back.
Yeah.
2023 is going to be our year. Actually, you know what? Hey. We'll speak about it. Chunks and stuff are going to be here in a couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah, man. So, we did put a story up. He saw our story, but we haven't messaged him since.
No.
We haven't done nothing yet, but if they do come, shout out to them. Actually, you know what? People can message him too. Tell them, let them know.
I think it's a vibe. I think it's a vibe that they're coming here anyway.
Yeah.
I think it's cool. They're like, bro, the culture in UK is huge around these guys. And I think, you know, if we even just a moment just to rub shoulders, even see their mindset, whatever it is, cuz you know, why are you laughing at that, cuz?
Yeah, that's the groupie stuff, mate. Rub shoulders.
No, as in, like, bro, it means get around them, like,
yeah, 100%.
Far out, cuz. Look at Mash dying, cuz.
But, cuz, we'll be big, I reckon, cuz. Yeah. You know what it is, because YouTube's actually massive there, bro. The kids actually go on the internet, bro.
YouTube's not big here,
over here, bro. It's not a big thing, bro. Yeah. I realize, bro, huh? Well, yeah, we're big viewers. Yeah, that's what we are. We watch others. We watch the outside, but we don't watch internally.
Hey, shout out to the guy from Perth, cuz, the YouTube.
Jacob?
Yeah.
Did you watch that video?
I watched it, cuz. How good was it? Crazy. The editing was so crazy, too.
Jacob steps up his game. You know what he does? He doesn't drop, like, butt week. The last video he dropped was the AFL one. Yeah. So I think what he does is he thinks of a good idea.
And one huge one, invests all into it. And then I think he prompts the promo on it, gets people to share it around.
Yeah.
And people just get around it, so...
No, shout out to
Big
Jacob.
Shout out,
he even got Mike, you know, Mike's vlog. He commented on the video.
Yeah, I saw.
He helped him out with it.
Yeah.
So that was crazy. Shout out to him, because even Hash is planning some videos out too.
Yeah.
We might be involved in one of the videos. We'll see what's going on with that. Besides that, we're going to take over 2023. We're going to smash our season 4. Air Raid is going to come back.
And we got bangers coming up. When I say bangers, episodes are coming out soon.
We got some
good guests.
We're doing activities too. So be ready for that. Make sure you guys do hit the subscribe button. Hit the subscribe button if you haven't subscribed already. If you're still listening to this point and you haven't subscribed yet, that's a bit ebb. Because it's like you're here, you're chilling this whole time, and then you're like, let me close the video.
And hit the subscribe button.
Yeah. Show us some love.
Hey, if you did unfollow, just follow us back. There's no harshness.
We don't hold grudges. That's what it is.
We don't hold grudges.
But besides that, enjoy your night. Make sure your Wednesdays are ready for Talking Trophies. Whatever podcast you were listening to the other nights on Wednesdays, be ready for us. Make sure you enjoy your night. Stay humble. Faith.
That's a new one. Kennedy.